Over. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 13 January 2020. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're glad you're with us. I do mean that. We're going to bring up a guest in a few minutes that I mentioned last week. He's going to be on with us. I know y'all looking forward to this. We're going to bring up DB Kidd. You don't want to miss this. DB is absolutely one fired up little lady. A bundle of dynamite, and I'm proud to know her. Before we get to DB, don't forget tomorrow night we'll have Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez on from BioCare Hospital to discuss health matters. Tomorrow night we'll be taking phone calls almost immediately on health issues about yourself or a family member or friend, whatever. Now, if you're listening on shortwave on 6115, you're listening to that because Melody Seastrom put us there. Melody Seastrom, Discount Gold and Silver, has been our friend for a lot of years, folks. And if you haven't watched just in the last couple of weeks what gold and silver have done, gold hit a record high last week briefly, a record high. And it's going to go back up there again. Believe me, it is. Precious metals, folks, are protection. That's what they are. You call her at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Now, for tomorrow night's program, if you want to listen live to the broadcast and you listen on a repeat station, maybe in out in Washington State or somewhere in the Seattle area, that's great. But if you want to listen live tomorrow night to talk to Dr. Rodriguez at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, you can do that simply by going to GS Radio. That stands for Global Star Radio, gsradio.net. You'll find where it says listen online. Click to that. Then you'll see three options come up. Maybe four, but three for sure. And go to star five. Below star five, you'll see pop up player. Click that, and we'll be there live. Or you can call on the phone. Listen, 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418 to listen live. And we want you to listen live because we want you to call and ask questions about your health care. I don't care if you have cancer. You're diabetic, you have arthritis, or whatever it may be. Tomorrow night, Dr. Rodriguez will have answers for you. Just remember that. And I also make mention that we're still offering a book, and will be for a while yet, The Grand Design Exposed. Oh, my folks, what a powerful book written by a guy named John Daniel. And everything in it, I said before, I do not agree with, but it's a history lesson that you need to read. At least to get one perspective how this country was formed, and why the U.S. Capitol looks like it does, why it looks just like the same, it copies the city of Rome, the Vatican, why it looks just like the Vatican, why that is, there's a purpose for it, folks. There's a real purpose for it. You need to call and order the copy of this book for $12.95, that's shipping included, at 800-777-4403, 800-777-4403. 4403. And I've had questions come to me quite often on this issue, and we're going to offer something on this. People ask me, Pastor, is cremation Christian? Is it biblical to cremate somebody? Now, I'm not going to get into all the details, and the answer is no, but I don't have time to get into tonight, but if you want to know why is the answer to the question, is cremation Christian? Folks, for a donation of $5, I'll send you a book. I'll give it to you, except it costs money to mail it and pack it and get out of here. It's a little booklet entitled, Is Cremation Christian? For $5, you call and get it, or the credit card, debit card, or write to us, either one. But you call and get the copy of the book. If you have a question about cremation, this will answer them all for you. And Good news. We finally got our shipment of REM sleep in today. Some of y'all been waiting a long time. Now, folks, if you have trouble relaxing at night and going to sleep, REM sleep will help 90% of you rest better. I know it has helped me tremendously over the last year or so. Tremendously. All natural sleep aid, and it's really not, I won't even call it sleep aid. It's a relaxing minerals and supplements that help you relax and stay sleep longer. And actually, this may sound silly, but it'll keep you from going to the bathroom so many times at night. If you got a habit of doing that, this will help you rest right through that, or at least go back to sleep when you're finished. REM sleep is $24.95. That's in total. That's include shipping, delivered. Now that price will last to the end of the month. It will be going up. I can't do anything about it, folks. It is what it is. The shipment come in today, and as long as this shipment lasts, we'll keep the price down low as possible, but it's not going to last very long. So call tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and get your bottle of REM sleep. Folks, 90 caps will last a minimum of a month, last me about 2.5 months. Some people last for 3 months. But $24.95 will get it out to you. And I promise you, folks, it'll help you sleep, help you rest better and relax better. And it's all natural. Can't hurt you. You can't overdose on it. Nothing to hurt you at all. But they're in stock right now. And when this stock is going, the price is probably going up if I can get any more. If I can get any more. So don't forget that. Now, enough talk about that. And by the way, we're going to have churches coming weekend on Saturday, Lord willing. If the weather's decent, we're going to be having Bible study, as always, at 11:30 a.m. Eastern time. Hope you can join us there. I'll get more detail on that another night. But our guest tonight is a lady I've known for several years now, and I've respected her, admired her stance, her courage, her determination to hang in there. We were talking before we got on the air tonight. She's been doing this for 30 years, without pay, I might add, as I've been on the radio 27 years in March, without pay. And now we're not doing it for money, obviously. We're not doing it for glory. We're doing it because we care for you and care for this nation. And we want to see things change for the better. And folks, in 27 years I've been on the radio, this nation went downhill so quickly. And many people dedicated this cause, like the Stan Monteith, Derry Brownfield, Joyce Rowley, and a bunch of them, Joan Vion, other fallen heroes, Jack McClam, who stood in the gap trying to get people to get their eyes open to the truth, are going from this battle. And I don't see too many stepping up to take their place, tell you the truth. So cherish the ones you have left, and DV Kid is one of them. DV, you there?
I am here.
It's so good to have you.
Well, I appreciate you inviting me back.
Well, you and I go back a couple of years, you know that, don't you?
Yes, I do. And I have my menu in front of me of what we might want to cover.
Well, we got plenty of time. We got an hour. And we may take a few phone calls next half hour when we get into different things. But as I said before we come on the air, no matter how old you get, you're always going to be a kid. So you got it made.
Well, before we get started, I would ask your audience to pray for a couple of my friends.
Absolutely.
Their trial should be over today. One man's name is Tom. And he is a very godly man. When his pastor at his church can't be there on Sunday, he takes over pastor duties. This guy is a computer genius. He has so many patents and settled a lawsuit with Microsoft for pinching, you know, one of his patents. But the case, he and John, the other friend of mine, he's an attorney. These are good people. I mean, real patriots. They've been at this a long time. Their trial has to do with the IRS using gold to pay for property, and the IRS didn't like it. So they've been on trial. The trial supposedly ended today. My friend Larry Becraft, he can get a hold of them, so it should be going to the jury. So I'd actually just say a prayer for Tom and John that the jury sees this for what it is and acquits them instead of sending them to federal prison.
So, and I assume the IRS didn't like it because they used gold and they didn't pay the certain amount of the revenue to the IRS. Is that what they're saying?
Well, the gold in the Constitution is
absolutely
set.
It is. It
okay?
is.
Okay. So when you have it's set at $52, but it's selling on the market for $1,600. And you use $1,600, the IRS doesn't like it because things don't balance out the way they want. This trial is a sham.
Now, of course it is.
If they were guilty, that's one thing, but they're not. And like I said, they're really, really good people. Tom and his wife are raising his little grandson, and they're just really, the whole thing makes me sick inside. The IRS, they're bandits. They are thieves.
Of course
they
are.
That are kissed and blessed by the Congress. You know,
they are the collection. They are the collection agency for the mafia.
Yeah, but they don't care. The U.S. prosecutors, the U.S. prosecutors and federal judges, they collude to deceive the juries. They don't let in the solid defense material. Number one, domestic Americans are not subject to the income tax.
That's true. I
would bet my life on that fact. I've been at this a long time, and I'm nobody's fool. So it does. That means about 90% of the people in this country are not required to file tax returns, but they don't care. The other thing is that I don't know about everybody else, but it makes me sick that people's earnings are going. Not a penny of your federal income tax funds a single function of the government.
That's
not
right.
One penny.
That's right.
100% of every personal federal income tax goes for transfer payments. And I have written about this till I'm blue in the face over all these decades. Doesn't it bother you to work all day so that the money that you send to these thieves goes in transfer payments to the UN, the Bank of International Settlements, the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, and the interest on the national debt, which is created because there's not enough tax money brought in through corporations, corporate taxes, and constitutional taxes like cigarettes, alcohol, tobacco, firearms, that type of thing. So the shortfall is what creates the national debt. And so we're coming to the point, and that was my column last week, that the debt is blowing up. And there's no way to get around this because, tragically, Trump, he did a 180. He signed this budget agreement before they went on holiday. And he said he wouldn't do it twice, and he did. He went and signed it. But anyway, I'm just praying for them that the jury sees this.
Let us know how it turns out, too. If you let me know how it turns out, I'll let the people know, okay? If you let me know tomorrow and find out, let me know. But, you know, another thing, I'm talking about finances. People don't understand it because it's not on the news. The Fed has pumped over $6 trillion into the banking system to keep it afloat in the last couple months. $6 trillion.
They call them repo loans.
Yes,
and
yes.
And they're loans that are made to the banks because people think that these banks are solvent, but they're not. So my columns are at newswithviews.com, and my picture's up today because my new column's up today. So if you just click on it, it goes to my column today. But if you click on my name, it goes to the archives. And my column last week was a warning about this economy that's the greatest in 50 years. Well, it's not. And there's a bunch of reasons why, and I give them to you in the column. And you know, just warning people like we tried to do starting back in 2005, what was going to happen.
Yes.
And it all blew up.
Very good articles. Very good articles.
August, yep, of 2008.
And it did.
The American people are going to be caught off guard again.
You probably noticed I put some of your articles in my magazine, right? Because you receive it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I guess I plagiarized, but I hope you don't mind.
No, I don't mind.
I enjoy it. But anyway, but please, I want to know about your friend Tom. And what's the other guy's name?
John.
John. Tom and John. And they're located in Texas, or where are they located?
Yeah, they're both in Texas, yeah.
All right. Please,
on the other side of the state from me.
Let me know tomorrow, and I will see this out on tomorrow night, okay?
Okay. Folks, and I wanted to talk about my column today. There's a couple of things that I just don't believe that the American people are taking seriously enough. And my column today is the housing shortage crisis in California. The people in California can blame themselves, but it's a very serious situation out there. You know, the homeless disaster is, you know, headlines every single day of the week. And my little sister is affected by this. Her apartment rent is so high. And it's not because she lives in a swanky place. She lives in a crappy, crime, drug-infested city 40 miles east of San Francisco. But apartment complex owners in California, and ones that have single-family dwellings that they rent, they know they can get twice what the place is worth just because of the housing shortage. You know, people who live in Silicon or work in Silicon Valley, these people make good money, $80,000 a year.
And some live in the cars. Some live in the cars.
They're living in their cars and RVs. They wash up in the morning at local parks or gas stations. Currently, there's about 10,000 of them. And then last summer, L.A. County, which brought their misery upon themselves, they started cracking down on the homeless living in their cars and RVs because, and there's a picture in my column of all these RVs. They're lined up in residential areas, and the people who own houses don't want them parked in front of their house. You know, that my sister's looking for another apartment, but a one-bedroom apartment, this is give you an example of the greed. A 500-square-foot apartment in a town, city called Grass Valley, which is east of San Francisco, and it's a, what they call a tolerable commute, $2,200 a month if you can find a vacancy. If you can find a vacancy. And the point of my column is that it's estimated that California has 3.7 million illegals in the state. Well, natural-born citizens and naturalized citizens, U.S. citizens who live in California, they can't find housing because you have almost 4 million illegals who are living in those low-income apartments and houses and condos.
At our expense. At our expense.
Yes. Oh, yes. They make out like bandits. But the bottom line is, if you just, you know, estimate, and I did, and I used Michigan Stadium, it's the home of the NCAA Wolverines. This was just a visual example for people. That stadium seats 107,601 football fans, okay? So if you have an estimated 3.7 million illegals, which I think is a low number, just imagine the picture you're looking at with 107,601 fans. Imagine 34 and a half of those stadiums side by side by side by side. That is 3.7 million illegals.
And California is still begging for more to come in.
Well, if they protect these criminals.
They do.
Well, I'll get to that in a second. But I estimate that about 400,000 houses and apartments are being occupied by illegals, therefore denying U.S. citizens in the California residents the ability to be able to find any. When I was looking at Grass Valley, you know, trying to help my sister, it was a whole, you know, page after page after page of apartment complexes. None of them had a vacancy. None of them. Now, there's the rent out there. When I said greed, it's gotten so bad. And believe me, Governor Gavin Newsom he's a morally bankrupt pig. He actually did something that needed to be done. And their legislature passed the anti-gouging law, and Newsom signed it into law. Now, this affects my mother, who's 92 years old, and she lives in assisted living. She has dementia. This affects seniors as well as a 19-year-old who has a job and, you know, trying to get an apartment. My mother was fortunate enough. I found her a really nice assisted living, because some of the ones I looked at, Pastor, I wouldn't let my dogs live there.
Sure, sure.
And I have subsequently found out, because my mom's been in the facility for 4 years now, I have subsequently found out that those places where I wouldn't put my dogs, those seniors are wards of the state. They are subsidized by the state because they have no family left and they have no savings and no money, have made no preparation for their golden years. But in my mom's situation, she got there in September of 2015, and sure enough, in January, the first thing they did was raise her rent. And then come at the end of summer, they raised her rent again. And then the bottom line is, in the last 4 years, they've raised the rent over $700.
Wow.
So that's right. So her one-bedroom apartment is now going to be $3,400 a month.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right.
How does she afford that?
Huh?
How can she afford that?
Well, she has some pensions and Social Security, and they were both, my late stepfather, were federal employees. And the VA has a tax-free pension if you're a spouse, whether you're a widow or widower. They can supplement your rent and you have to be in the assisted living at the time that you apply for it. So in my mother's case, she gets almost the maximum of $1,240 a month. But the bottom line is,
that's still just a third of what she needs.
Yes, it is. But like I said, they're getting close to pricing mother out the door. But I hope, you know, for listeners that, you know, if you're know somebody or you're a widow or widower, and, you know, your spouse did serve in the military, and, you know, if you do have to go into assisted living or something, there is help. There is help for you through the Veterans Administration for that. But the facility, I got a letter, and this has to do with the rents. I got a letter December 1st. Jacking her rent another $200 a month.
Oh, my gosh.
And I almost fainted. So, of course, being a research pro, I started doing my research, and I found this bill that Newsom had signed into law in September. So the facility knew that come January, right now, they would not be able to raise the rent for 12 months. Instead of gouging my mother and all those old people in that facility two or three times a year, they would only be able to raise the rent once in 12 months, not to exceed 5%. So they thought they were going to, they pulled a fast one on all of these elders. I mean, I've been out there and spent so much time there. And these people, most of them in their 80s and early 90s, and they're just sweet old people, you know. And it just makes me sick. And I had to tell mother, because I held her power of attorney and medical power of attorney and her executive of her will. And I said, mother, they've raised your rent again. And she started crying, which broke my heart. And then she said in this little tiny voice, she goes, now where are you going to put me? You know, book, I'm going to move from one shelf to another. And I said, don't you worry, Mom. I said, I will take care of it just like I always do. But in the letters from this facility, when they started in 2017, the voters in 2016 out there foolishly passed the minimum wage $15 an hour. So the facility in their letters to start raising the rent, well, you know, the $15 an hour minimum is going to into effect by 2022, blah. So we have to raise the rent again. Well, I talked to the employment division in the county where she lives and found out at that time the minimum wage was $10.75 an hour. And by last year, it's up to $11.90. Minimum wage was never meant to be a living wage. That's
right.
One thing.
That's right.
But it's the way that the facility worded it. People are in assisted living for a reason, usually because they've lost their minds. And I know that sounds, you know, kind of bad, but it's the truth. You know, my mom's dementia is very sad. You know, she doesn't have Alzheimer's, but a huge percentage of seniors that age, and I'm a senior myself, I'm 70 years old, but a large percentage develop Alzheimer's, and within 3 years, they pass away. But it's the way the letter was written. It's very deceptive. And now I know what they were up to by sending the letter December 1st, because they knew that come January 1st, 13 days ago, that they would not be able to raise the rent for 12 more months. And so they just gouged everybody there at the facility. And I was speaking to a gentleman at the Department of Aging out there in the county where my mother is. And he said, this is, you really don't, because I told him I live in West Texas. He said, most, you know, Americans, they have no idea how bad the situation is. Not just here, but it's you know, spreading across the country. And he said, do you know where Santa Clara County is? And I said, of course. I said, I was born and raised in that whole area. And he said, a one-bedroom apartment like what your mother has in Santa Clara County, $9,000 a month for assisted living. I don't know where people are getting the money, but I do know that Medicare is subsidizing, or Medicaid, whichever the case. I do know that they're subsidizing them, because he told me when I asked him, I said, where do people get this kind of money? And he says, Medicare. I said, Medicare? Medicare is $79 trillion in the hole. And I explained this in my column, I don't know, last week, but 2 weeks ago, I guess. It was a different column. But the $79 trillion in the hole, and this is what they're doing? There's not, well, we know that. But going back to,
well,
to what the, what's happening.
And Candace running for office want to finance everyone's health care. But we can afford that, can't we?
No, they can't. But the bottom line for my column today out in California is, if you think that this is a 10,000 seniors have been retiring every day for the last couple of years, and that will go on to like 2025 or 2026. So you have 10,000 seniors retiring every day. They don't. The majority have nothing saved or very little saved. They have, you know, their resources is Social Security, and maybe if they're lucky, they have a small pension, you know, from like a carpenter's fund or a Teamsters or something like
right.
that. But it's not like it used to be.
Hang on
Americans...
to the...
Yeah, go ahead.
Could put money back. Hang on through the break, please, BB. Folks, we'll take a phone call next half hour, too, at 844-769-2944. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800- 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Brothers, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we're back. Tonight we're talking to D.V. Kidd, and what a powerful old lady with information. I mean, her information is impeccable. Her research is absolutely a marvelous researcher. And you heard her say before the break that Medicare is $79 trillion in debt. Social Security is $15 trillion in debt. And I know all of us, all of us like to think that America can never go down like Venezuela or Zimbabwe or other nations around the world have. It never happened. Even though we have a fiat currency and we have fraud everywhere, America will stay up and we'll all be fine. Folks, please don't believe that. It isn't going to happen. Now, I don't know this for sure, but I'm 99% convinced that this is happening for a purpose. They want to make us a third world country. They want to make us poor enough that we'll follow all the orders that were given by our gracious government to watch over us. And it's another reason why you need to call Melody Seastrom. Another reason, folks, to plan for your own future. Don't trust man to take care of you. That's a curse before God. Jeremiah 17:5. Read it for yourself. And call Melody at 800-375-4188 and plan somewhat for your future. Adina, you go ahead.
Well, I know you want to move on to another issue here, but
go ahead.
It's just that I, you know, want everybody to stop and think about this. And your audience is so savvy already, but everybody needs a reminder that there is a tomorrow, and you don't want to outlive your money. And it, you know, when I was growing up, and of course my mother and father were children of the Depression. So, you know, my mother still will pick up a penny off the you know, floor there at the assisted living facility. But too many Americans, I mean, they have nothing, no savings, nothing. And I guess they think that, you know, the state's going to take care of them or mother government is going to take care of them. But the day of reckoning is coming. This debt, you know, between Medicare, Social Security, and the $23 trillion national debt, right there you're talking $94 trillion. And yet, we had $400 million to send to the Ukrainian government?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
How do you do that, Congress? Oh, well, let's call the Fed. They can print up some more of this worthless currency that we're forced to rent. Because that's basically what we're doing. We're renting it and paying usury on it. You know,
that's
what
right.
They say about the borrower is a slave to the lender. So just a word of caution out there. I hope you can read my columns about this particular, you know, issue. And like I said, newswithviews.com. Click on my picture and right at the top says D.V. Kidd. And if you click on that, then it goes to the archives because my column on the economy was last Monday, but just be aware that things are not as rosy as they seem. And I know you wanted me to bring up what happened. I'm a part-time substitute teacher, and this whole climate change, that's the new label. The old label, of course, was global warming.
Sure.
And that's the same thing as sexual deviance back in 1992. When the Second Amendment fight was going on, when my late husband and I lived in Colorado, the sexual deviants wanted special rights, and it was a constitutional amendment to our state constitution, which the voters voted down. Okay, but at that time, right out of their own mouths was sexual preference. But we know that preference means that you choose to be
that
way.
That's right.
Well, that wasn't going to work during this Amendment 2 court fight, which we, the people of the state of Colorado, when I lived there then, we lost because the Colorado Supreme Court just tore up our vote. But sexual preference was not selling well, so they changed the label to sexual orientation. Global warming didn't work, so now it's climate change.
And let me tell you this one thing, Divi. You may not know this, but Glacier National Park in Montana had signs up. You know, they said this would be gone by 2020. Okay, that's what the sign said. And quietly, it says they took these signs down over a period of months because the glaciers have actually gained 25% of size. They haven't shrunk at all. They gained in size. So they took the signs down so people couldn't see that they predicted it would be going by 2020. And, of course, Al Gore said it would be going, 10 years ago? I mean, folks, this is so insane. But our young people are being brainwashed in believing not only that homosexuality is normal, but the world's going to end in the next 2 or 3 years. And that Greta, what's your name? Greta. At 16-year-old. And I don't mean to pick on the little girl. She's either totally ignorant and she's a pawn or she's a liar. Either way, she's been used.
She's a 2 on the autism spectrum. So there's a problem there. But yes, I am aware of what they did. And the new label of climate change is ridiculous because the climate changes all day long.
It always has. It always has.
When I lived in Colorado, it would snow in the morning, and by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you were in a T-shirt. So the climate was changing. But it's the biggest con job next to the Federal Reserve that's ever been foisted upon the American people. But right before Christmas, I substituted for an art class, 4 classes in the afternoon, because I thought, well, that's something different, you know, from civics and algebra and stuff like that. So when class started, there were 2 girls sitting to the right of my desk, and I took attendance and told the students what their art assignment was. And I noticed that there were 2 girls, and one of them had a computer laptop open. So I walked over there, and I always, you know, keep my voice down. I don't never try to embarrass the students unless I kick their butt all the way to the principal's office, which I've done on a number of occasions. And I asked the young girl, these are 11th graders. I said, the other girl pipes up and she says, well, we have to get our climate change assignment done. And I said, what? And the other girl said, yeah, she's helping me. We have to get the climate change. You know, we're all going to die in 10 years. You could have knocked me over with a feather. And I looked at her and I said, I don't think that's going to happen. I said, but be sure when you're doing your research to use credible sources. I said, in the meantime, this is an art class. I said, please close your computer and get to work. So a couple of minutes later, I walked to the other side of the classroom. Now, these are very large classrooms because it's on the other side of the school. It's just to cut short. It's a very large room. So I walk all the way across, and there's this young lady, and she had drawn a monarch butterfly, and it was beautiful. I mean, she is so talented. So I'm quiet voice. I said, that is absolutely stunning. I said, she said, you think so? I said, yeah. And I said, are you going to make this your career, something that you want to pursue? She said, no. She said, we're all going to be dead in, 10 years because we're destroying the planet. And I know she could not hear what I said to that other girl. And I looked at her and I said, in the event that doesn't happen, don't you think it would be a good idea for you to plan for your future? And she said, well, I said, take my word for it. I said, you are so talented. I said, don't worry about the planet. Okay? I said, it's not going to happen the way that it's being sold. I said, you have tremendous talent. I said, so, make your plans. Live your dreams. And I went back and sat down at the teacher's desk, and I was pissed that my tax dollars here in little old Big Spring. But you know what it is? Social media.
Absolutely. It is.
The controllers made this 16-year-old girl who, like I said, is a 2 on the autism spectrum. They made her a prop. They filled her head full of lies and have shuffled her around all over the place. I guess at the Davos or whatever the climate thing was over in Europe, she once again the other day chewed out us adults. And she has no idea what she's talking about.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't. But you know, when you talk to these little girls in school, obviously it's been taught in the schools also, even where you are, where they will be looking up an assignment for it to take the class. The public school system is nothing but a social tool, social changing tool, to control the masses in America. And the children, children now that are graduating high school and out of college, are running the country. Look how bad it was in the 60s, the same era Clinton came out of. Look, I mean, he was a product of the 60s, free love and drugs and sex, and he was president. Look what the culture has brought out of the 60s. That's your and I's era, actually, and thank God we weren't affected by that. But look what's happened. And now in the 90s, and now the 2000s, look how much further down the road in the wrong direction we are with young people. And they're going to be in charge, DV. They're going to be in charge.
Yeah, it's frightening to think that this is another generation of narcissistic exhibitionists who have no idea of the real world. They're so undereducated that it's heartbreaking. It really is.
It is.
And on the climate change issue, I saw a great cartoon the other day, and it said, it showed some kids. Actually, it wasn't a cartoon. I guess it was kids. I was just trying to find it here a second ago, but I couldn't. But it was a bunch of giggling girls and guys. And it said, tell them that climate change, in order to combat it, we're going to take away your cell phones, your iPhones, your smartphones, your cars, your computers, and it listed a whole bunch of things. And then asked the kids how excited they are about climate change. It was.
You found that again?
Very,
send it to me.
Good.
I'll put that in a magazine. Send it to me if you get it. I'll put it in a magazine.
Yeah, I'll but, find you know, it.
But it is amazing though. Our generation too was dumbed down. Oh my goodness, compared to my grandpa's generation, truly was. But my grandpa's generation has dumbed down also enough to believe that Roosevelt was going to save the country by getting everybody a chicken there, a pot and car in their garage and start Social Security. He's going to save the nation. And my grandpa was fooled into believing that the Great Depression actually was just something that happened because of whatever. He couldn't understand that it was planned to be that way. My dad was deceived in World War II because of Pearl Harbor. He found out several years before he passed away that was all a made-up scenario, false flag, to give him into war. So each generation has bought its own little pile of lies, gotten worse with each generation. We pass them down to the next generation, and they pass them down to the next generation. I mean, people still think that they're going to war in Afghanistan and Iraq and everywhere else to keep us free, D.B. They actually believe that. And I did, too. Went to Vietnam. I thought I was doing the right thing. I was in Vietnam, Thailand, Laos, all through there. Oh, I was doing the right thing because it's for my country. And I knew the CIA was flying out heroin in body bags. I knew it because I saw it. Mel Gibson's dad, Hutton Gibson, was a friend of mine for years, lived right near me here in West Virginia. I asked him about the movie Mel made called Air America, and I said, how did he live through that? He actually covered the truth. He told the truth.
People just thought it was entertainment, but
they did.
I actually met his father and the former wife. I drove them from their house to Washington, D.C., to attend a convention that I put on back in 2003, mm-hmm. I think it was, when I was in Maryland. But it's social media. It's Twitter.
It is.
It is all of those. It is. Those are the engines that are running the whole grotesque lies that are being fed to children all the way to, you know, grown adults. And it's very dangerous what's going on out there. I spoke at a luncheon today, and I was, you know, trying to get across, and these are all real conservative people, and the situation in Virginia with the gun laws, you know, one of the new bills that came out, I think it was today, it could have been yesterday, was that, and it hasn't been voted on yet, but this bill says that only state-approved gun ranges would be allowed in the future.
Oh, yes.
And, of course, range. But I thought to myself, what did the UN say years, decades ago, that when we control the food, we will control the people?
Yes.
And here we are, here they are out there, the communists, proposing that only state-approved and controlled gun ranges would be allowed in the state of Virginia? I don't think so.
Well, if this doesn't change course, and I've talked to the sheriff's office I forget the name of this county he's in, Culpeper County. He's one of the first ones said we will deputize 1,000 people out of the county if we have to. We're not going to obey these laws. I talked to his office. I can get talk to him, talk to his office, and this is for real. This is actually happening. And if these people don't change course, we could see bloodshed. The next Monday, the 20th, I have two people attend a church where I pastor. One of them does my production for me for the videos and on all the YouTube, all that. He's going down as a reporter for the ministry. He'll be at the rally all day on Monday. That's on the 20th. He'll be reporting in on Monday night on my program. And he will be live streaming what's happening, if he possibly can, on our website, PastorButch.com. He'll be live streaming the whole event. Now, everyone there will be armed, Evie. They've asked everyone, even out-of-staters, to please come armed. Now, that's a fact. Please come armed. Anything could happen. God forbid there'll be a false flag. But you never know this. And this could escalate into something really nasty. So next Monday...
Well, I was happy to see that the sheriffs were going to deputize people. And our sheriff was actually at the luncheon today. He's a member of this GOP group that I belong to. And we were just smiling over that. But one of the things I brought up today, because I asked the audience, I said, do you own an assault baseball bat? And they all looked at me. I said,
that's
no.
That's right.
I said, do you own an assault frying pan? And they said, no.
That's right.
I said, an AR-15 and an AK-47 is not an assault rifle.
That's
the
right.
The AR-15 and the AK-47 is a designation of what the rifle is. I said, do y'all own an assault pistol? Do you own an assault Glock like I do? No, it's not an assault Glock. Assault means, the legal definition, is to hurt somebody.
That's right.
Or an assault on, say, you know, the U.S. Embassy. It's an event. It is an action. So the audience was just looking at me, and they were putting their heads up and down. Yeah. I said, we have to change the narrative.
Yes, you
do. I said, the assault thing isn't selling that well. So they've been introducing weapons of war. Remember, and I told my audience, remember what the Second Amendment says. A well-regulated militia for the security of the state. People forget the first 13 words of the Second Amendment. It's not, you know, personal firearms. And, you know, Dr. Edwin Veer has been on this for the last...
By the way, he'll be on here this coming Wednesday. Go ahead. We've got to get that phone call, but go ahead.
He is a master at this. But what the audience, they agreed with me. That this, it's, you know, we have to change the narrative. When somebody says assault rifle, you say, wait. I thought you said it was an AK-15 or AK-47.
Yeah.
Oh, I did. Well, no. The AK-47 isn't an assault rifle. It's an AK-47 rifle. Assault is an action. That's what you need to fight, shove right back in their faces.
Well,
Don't let them get away with this.
Amen. I agree. That's what I use. Same when somebody uses the word gay to describe a sodomite, I tell them, no. Now, I'm a gay man, but I'm not a sexual deviant. Gay means happy. It doesn't mean pervert. So I correct him immediately. I don't care who it is or where it is. I correct him immediately. Let's take a quick phone call. Let's go to Randy in Georgia. Randy, come on in. Welcome.
You know, I hear all that you've been talking about for the last 40 minutes, but it still boils down to the failure of the American people to bind our leaders for mischief with states of the Constitution. And that goes for President Trump, too. You know, that we can't let him off the hook. You know, he should be vetoing all these bills with their massive Medicare deficits, you know, instead of of signing them. When he signs them, he's silent, and that means consent. When he signs
I agree.
Them,
I totally agree.
So
that
he's just as guilty as Congress is.
I totally agree. I totally agree that the Constitution is being ignored. But Randy, the Constitution is only convenient for them when they want to bring it up. It's no law. It hasn't been in effect in years. It's not
sins of omission and sins of commission.
I totally agree.
And Trump is guilty of sins of omission for what he doesn't do in vetoing these bills, in stopping abortion, et cetera, et cetera. You know, in all these unjust wars, which he could bring all the troops home today if he wanted to. And he doesn't.
Well, again, I have no qualms with that, and I don't. The sad part of it is the Constitution means nothing today. It's just the words used, like the Bill of Rights. I mean, we all know what's supposed to be, but it's been totally ignored for so long that the courts don't recognize them, Congress doesn't recognize them.
That goes back to the failure of the people, because
I agree.
It's the consent of the governed. And when we don't stand against this stuff, then we're consenting to it.
I totally agree. Right on the nose. Randy and Guy Jumper, get the last couple few minutes here. Good call and good points. You know, he's right on that, D.V., because the people have allowed it. And we can blame, you know, if you read the Bible, no, you do. Being a pastor, I know some about the Bible. You know, when the kings did wickedly, do you know who God punished? He punished the people. He punished the people because the people could have stopped it. Folks, please don't laugh that off. We murdered about 100 million babies. We've sodomized their sons, perverted their daughters. We have destroyed their minds, their hearts, and their dreams in schools, public hellholes we call schools. And he is going to judge we, the people of all nations in the world, that could have done something about it because of the authority given to the people. We have done literally nothing as a people.
I brought that out in my December 30th column titled Satan's Pimps. And I got an avalanche of email about it, because I don't think people realize just how bad it is out there and what's being done to the children. But unfortunately, in this country, we have warriors and then we have watchers.
Oh, yes.
The people who watch and do nothing.
Most of them are watchers.
That's exactly right. And they go to the polls every 2 years and they punch a button for the same incumbent and then they expect things to change.
I agree. That's a sign of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results.
And tragically, I believe it's going to happen again.
I guarantee it is. Even if the vote counts, which I'm not sure that's real. I mean, I'm convinced that the Virginia governor lost in a fraud. I'm convinced of that. And so did the Republican governor. I'm convinced both of them lost in a voter fraud. I'm convinced of that. But nonetheless, it doesn't change it. The governor of Virginia is coming in full-blown socialist communist. The governor of Kentucky, I'm not real sure what he's doing yet. The new governor, I haven't heard a lot about him. But I'm convinced that both those elections were rigged because both those governors were very popular in the states. And people I talked to from the states did not support the one that's in there now. So
How do you think the Democrats allegedly took the House
there you go.
In 2018?
I agree.
Because the only way to slow Trump down was to take away the House of Representatives. And that's exactly what they did. And, you know, I've been on the vote fraud issue since 1993. I know all how they do it. And I almost quit writing any columns about it because there doesn't appear to be anybody who wants to do a damn thing about it.
Well,
you know,
overall, period. You know, and I'm going to say this. I said on the air, I'll say it again. I'm talking about us, the people, have allowed them to murder about 100 million unborn babies. We know that for a fact. That is a fact, folks, and there's no debating that. And I was shown this by Almighty God about a month ago when it started happening in Virginia. I will defend the Second Amendment with my life. I'll have to. I have no choice. I will stand up and defend if I have to. I have to. But, Devi, we wouldn't defend an unborn child when we had the duty given to us by God Almighty and the so-called right mentioned in the Constitution, Second Amendment. But that's more than a right. It's a duty. We wouldn't use, when we had them, we wouldn't use them to defend the most innocent. Why do you think God will allow us to save his country now because of the Second Amendment? I mean, we're going to die over a piece of metal and wood, and we have to understand that. But we wouldn't defend the most innocent. And
well,
that's serious.
What's going on here tonight is, and I didn't go to the city council meeting tonight because I'm on your show, but tonight is about the sanctuary city for where I live. And they expect so many people for the city council meeting tonight. They moved it from the city council chambers, where it's normally held, to the big convention center. That's how big the issue is. Nobody's trying to open a Planned Parenthood here. But the people who live here, there's more churches on every corner around here than you can think.
Yes,
but, of course,
yes,
a lot of them are just social hours. But it's wonderful that so many people, they estimate so many people. Abortion is, it ain't going to happen where I live, anywhere near around here.
That's wonderful.
It's not. But, yes, God's wrath will touch this country in our lifetimes.
It already has. It's already started. And you know, one of the things I think you see this when I say it, one of the judgments of God, the Bible said, Deuteronomy 28:28, is I'll smite them with madness. In other words, he'll drive us insane. Is our nation not insane with all manner of lust and desire and evil? Is it not already insane when we lost our moral compass completely and nothing more is right or wrong, except you and I are wrong because we're believers in the Word of God. Everything else is okay. The California has now called the LGBTQ community a religion. It's a religion, and they're right, it is. It's humanism. It's idolatry. But they'll make our religion, Christianity, our faith in Christ, is now an immoral issue, although the other religions are just fine. Isn't that a sign of insanity also?
Yes, it is, and I hope the readers can read my column.
Please do, folks. How can they contact you?
You can. My website is my name, devvy.com, Delta Edward Victor Victor Yankee.com. Click on, it's right there, in, right straight in front of the screen. Just click on newswithviews.com, and it goes right to my archives. It just goes straight there, and when you see it, it's the column was 2 weeks ago. It's called Satan's Pimps, and it'll shock the hell out of people. It really will. The moral foundation of this country is so, and I know we're running out of time, but Jeff Rentz, myself, William Gein from AliPac, you know, the anti-illegals org, we all received child porn about 2 weeks ago in our emails.
You got hacked.
Some of the filthiest. We did, and we turned everything over to the FBI, but
all right, God
it
bless
was
you.
Absolutely sickening.
We are out of time, DB Kid. I love you, sis.
Okay.
I'll be talking to you soon, okay?
All righty.
And, folks, I'll see you tomorrow night. Dr. Rodriguez, be sure and join us. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.